This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. About half of Colorado is experiencing or expected to experience freezing temperatures today, while the other half is undergoing severe fire conditions. Lucas Boyer with the National Weather Service says warm air from the southwest is duking it out with cold winter air to the north. That same pattern is to blame for the big gusts of wind Colorado has endured for the past couple of months.
And unfortunately, with the really windy conditions we've had, it's really dried our fuels out and created the right conditions to have fire weather. And then we're just getting our usual, little blasts of cold air that are kind of the last punches of winter coming through.
Boyer says the situation isn't as uncommon as it may seem, and conditions should level out over the next few days. Meanwhile, cold, wet weather has helped slow the growth of a wildfire burning near Montrose. Evacuations remain in place for residents who live in Wildcat Canyon and between Sims Mesa and Government Springs Road. Carolina Kilva is with the fire's incident management team. She says work to suppress the fire will continue through the weekend.
It's going to take more than the weather most likely to stop it, but this weather is definitely going to help the firefighters be more successful.
The fire is about 370 acres and is still not contained. A resource center for evacuees has been set up at Ridgeway Secondary School. I-70 westbound is closed between exit 195 Copper Mountain and exit 180 East Vail due to an accident. I-70 is slushy or snow-covered in numerous places around the Front Range. Slower speeds are advised. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.